Because I believe a man is supposed to take care of his woman. I don't care how much money your woman make. A man is supposed to have his mind set on taking care of his woman.
I want to talk. I mean, this, you know, this may be a bit crude, but I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. I want to talk about booty calls. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope that you're doing well, those of you that are live with me, and for those of you that will watch the replay of this. I'm R.C. Blakes, and I'm a pastor, I'm an author, I'm a husband, a father. I'm a man with a whole lot of thoughts, and I tend to share my mind. I hope that everybody is doing well as I am doing this live. For those of you in the future that might see this, we are in the middle of the 2020 corona crisis, the pandemic, and we are restricted to our various places of privacy. And so I live between my home in my churches, depending on what city I'm in, New Orleans or Houston. And I was sitting and thinking yesterday, I think it was, or either the day before, about, and thank you as you come in, thank you so much. I'm not ignoring you guys. I just like to get to what I want to talk about because, you know, people have such a short attention span, and I like to get in so people can get with us. Invite people to come in, if you don't mind, share this on your social media, your Facebook platform, your Instagram platform. Let them know that I'm here talking live today. But I was thinking about the connection, the relationship between the corona COVID-19 pandemic and how one, you know, overcomes that prayerfully. Versus soul ties and how in the process of breaking soul ties. And I've come to learn that we really can't talk about breaking soul ties enough. We really can't, because so many people's lives are hampered and hindered and even destroyed because of toxic connections. And if this is your first time, I would encourage you to go, and you can go to my playlist, and we have a whole playlist that's dedicated to soul ties, if you don't really know what that is. Also, you can go to my website, rcblakes.com, and I just released an entire online program dedicated to understanding what soul ties are all the way through the process of breaking them. But in short, a soul tie is a demonic marriage, in my opinion. It's a demonic marriage. It's where your spirit, your mind, your body, thank you, Elena, are tied into a person that God did not give you. It's a connection that you know better than to even engage in your mind, but there's something in you that continues to pull you back to this person. It's so strong that the absolute perfect person of your dreams can show up in your life and you will sabotage it because of the soul tie connection. It's very serious. And the thing about it is that soul ties are not usually played on an equal playing field, because you have predators and you have prey. In other words, there are people in this world who intentionally tie your life up unawares. You don't realize what's going on, but this person is literally hunting for you. And there's a passage in Proverbs that I usually read where it talks about how this man is carried away with this very forward woman. Thank you, Veretta, who is tempting him into sex, and he's carried away, and the Bible says he knows not that it's for his life. And there are many people who are carried away with individuals who are wolves in sheep's clothing. That doesn't only apply to false preachers. That applies to false people who come into your life as one thing, and they are really there to consume you and to devour you. And so in a nutshell, that's what a soul tie relationship is. It's easy to get into. It can even be fun to get into. You know, some of the most fun relationships in the world, fun relationships in the world are soul tie relationships because they appeal to everything that gratifies your flesh. They appeal to everything that gratifies your flesh. These relationships have absolutely nothing to do with edifying your spirit. It's all about gratifying your flesh. So they can be fun. You know, a man that would make for a perfect soul tie relationship can be extremely attractive. It can be very fun to engage him. Whereas a man that would make for a husband is not so appealing. It's not so exciting, you know what I mean? Because these soul tie relationships are easy to get into, fun to get into, but hell to get out of. And I know some of you extremely religious people think that I just curse right there, but hell is in the Bible. It's a place of torment, so it's really just a synonym for torment. So calm down, drink some cool water or something, cold water. Be hell to get out of. You know, in fact about it, most people, because very, very seldom do we have these conversations from a biblical and spiritual sense, very few people break soul ties and come out of them whole. A lot of people that eventually break soul ties come out of them with post-traumatic stress disorder, all kinds of emotional issues, psychological issues, can't really have functional relationships with anyone because it requires to break it and to come out of it in a healthy way requires the application of God's anointing, God's spirit, God's presence, God's endorsement, God's involvement. And so this is why when I talk about these matters, I always engage scripture. At the end of the day, for some of you that may not know it, I'm a pastor and I'm a preacher. That's who I am. I come from a biblical perspective, and I'm unapologetically Christian. I don't bash other people's religion like a lot of Christians do, and I don't necessarily proselytize on certain of my platforms, but I am unapologetically Christian. And the only source that I know that can bring the soul back into divine order is the Word of God. It's the Word of God that has worked for me. It's the Word of God that has brought my life to a place of wholeness where I can now usher other people into wholeness. So if you're here and you say, well, why does he read the Bible so much? It's the only source I know about. You know, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a licensed professional counselor. I'm a man and I'm a preacher. And I love the Word of God, and the Word of God works. Now, let's get into this. Soul ties and how they relate to what we now know as the coronavirus. And this is in no poetic type structure, so I'll just give it to you like I got it. Number one, it relates in this way. It's an unseen, indetectable enemy. A soul tie like corona is an unseen, on the surface, it's an indetectable enemy. In other words, like Corona, it slips into your life. You don't even realize that you're in danger. You don't realize that you're in harm's way. And by the time you realize it, you're caught up, you're infected. And now you're showing what? Symptoms. Or what may be even worse is that you can be caught up in a soul tie situation and be asymptomatic, where you're caught up in this demonic marriage and you're not even conscious enough to know that you're in danger. Because we have people with corona who show symptoms. We have people with corona who show no symptoms. But watch this. The ones that show no symptoms are the most dangerous because you have no evidence of how toxic they are. And they move throughout society and they infect a lot of other people that show a lot of adverse symptoms or minor symptoms. And some of the people they infect actually die. And so likewise with soul ties, it's an indetectable enemy. You know, I'm sitting presently in our Houston sanctuary. And I venture to say practically every Sunday when we are able to gather, there's somebody in here that's shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord, I love you, Jesus, and are some of the most diabolical, demonic persons you will ever meet. And that's true in every church, unless it's a very small group of people that, you know. But if you have any number of people at all, you have somebody in there that's toxic, but on the surface, you can't detect it because they're saying all the right stuff. They look like the right person. They seem to be connected to the right people. And so I'll just let my guard down. It doesn't matter that they just sneezed out in the open. They got to be all right because after all, thank you, Marie. After all, they're connected to him and they're connected to her. So they got to be good. But the reality is some of the most treacherous and life-threatening individuals you will ever meet don't look like it. That's why a lot of you that are listening to me now, especially those my young ladies, especially, you bring these dudes home and your mama looks at this man, thank you, Amy, and your mama says to you, he ain't no good. Now that's, you know, 50 years of experience right there talking to you. But you don't want to hear that because I don't see nothing wrong with him. Or your dad tells you, that's a player right there. Oh, dad, you just don't want me with nobody. That's all. You just don't want me with nobody. This man treat me with respect. He love me. And like corona, you can't detect it. And it is getting in your system. And it is seeking to destroy you the entire time. Let me tell you something. These relationships are nothing to rush into. If I were a single young man today, I'm a married older guy right now, but if I were a single young man today, and if I had the wisdom that I possess now, I certainly would not be in a rush to do relationships if I were a woman. Absolutely not. And the reason I say that is because as a woman, you're engineered to do what? To nurture. You're engineered to seek and see the best, especially in your man. You're engineered to encourage. You're engineered to self-sacrifice and to give yourself for your partner. You're engineered for that. So since you know by nature, you are most vulnerable, it is wise for you to understand that there are a lot of things that you will miss. And you may very well contact something that is easy to get a hold of. Apostle, thank you so much, but is hell to get rid of. You know, like I, for instance, am, and I, you know, I'm very transparent. I don't know why everybody just got all these secrets and everything. We all human. We live in this life, you know. But I've been diagnosed as being diabetic. Thank God I've not had any major problems with that. And I'm trying to make certain that I don't have any major problems with that. And so they say for people like me, people that are, 65, I think, and older, people with high blood pressure, underlying conditions, they say we are more vulnerable to this virus than other people. So the advice is, don't expose yourself. And so when you are a woman especially, or you are a guy that is sincere and serious, and you have a heart that you want to give to your woman, you have to approach relationships very carefully, cautiously. You have to examine these relationships through a magnifying glass, because it's unseen. It's the unseen and it's the indetectable that will destroy your life. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12, for our struggle, and this is the Amplified version, says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly, watch, in the heavenly supernatural places. The reason soul ties are so hard to break is because there's a supernatural element attached to it, and it's called the demonic. What else would make you jump off of a building figuratively? What else would make you, you know, bankrupt yourself? What else would make you just cash in all of your self-dignity? What else would make you just throw away your self-respect? What else would make you give up on all of the values and the principles that you've lived by? What else would make you embarrass your family? What else would make you disappoint your destiny? There's a demonic element that is unseen. And while you're thinking that everything is as it appears, there's more to it than what you can see. And so it relates in that it's an unseen, indetectable enemy. Number two, once you've contacted, I guess, is it the word contacted or contracted? Thank you, K.R. James. I appreciate you. This virus that we now know to be corona, your condition has to be diagnosed properly. Your condition has to be diagnosed properly. Now, because, and likewise, the soul tie relationship, just like the coronavirus, when I say it has to be diagnosed properly, there are many symptoms from other issues that will show up in your life and will look like corona. You know, like, you know, some of the symptoms you have with the common cold or the flu or allergies. All of these things carry symptoms that look like corona. So you can be in a situation where you're really struggling with allergies, but you really got corona, but you're concluding that it's just my allergies. You really got corona, but you're around here saying, well, I know what it is. It's just every year I get this. It's the common cold. And the reality is that it's more than that. So you need what? You need an accurate, proper diagnosis of your condition. Your condition must be diagnosed properly. And you know, like I was saying, you have all of these issues, and you think it's allergies, you think it's the cold, you think it may be the flu, and it's really corona. Well, likewise with soul ties, you have symptoms that look like one thing and it's really something else. You know, you have, what you really got is lust. What you really got here is lust, but to the naked eye, it's looking like love. Donna, thank you so much. But really what you're working with is lust, but you're diagnosing it as love. What you really got is an obsession, but you're calling it passion. What you're really working with here is manipulation, but you're diagnosing it as dedication. I'm just dedicated, you know. Thank you, Brother Ricky. Man, I'm glad to see you. So it has to be what? Diagnosed properly. And watch this. Oh, this is good right here. The Holy Spirit is talking now. You can't sit up in your house and self-diagnose. Somebody else has to diagnose for you. I don't think they have any home testing yet. I don't think so. You got to go somewhere else for somebody else to diagnose you. Because as long as you sit up in your house and try to diagnose yourself, you're going to always call that lust love. You're going to always call that obsession passion. Every time we ask you, you're going to call what is manipulation. You're going to always call it dedication. Because you're sick. Look what the Bible says in Isaiah 5 and 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So your condition must be diagnosed properly. Your condition must be diagnosed properly. And this is why the Bible says there's safety. If you all don't mind, share this on your other social media platforms. Let people know I'm on live right now. There's safety, watch this, in the multitude of counsel. In other words, we all need a circle around us that can analyze everything that's going on in our lives. Why? It's because it's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. When I came in here to sit down to do this live, I had the option, watch this, of flipping the camera where I could see the lens and see my movements and see everything that's going on. Or I could keep the camera flipped around the normal way and not see. I elected to flip the lens so that I could see. Why? Because if I had flipped it the normal way, this is recent technology, if I had elected to flip it, to keep it the normal way, I would have not seen. So I could have been all out of the, and wouldn't have known it. Come on, somebody. Because it's hard, Miss Perfectly Imperfect. Thank you. That's one title of my books, Imperfectly Holy. Thank you. It's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. So you need what? People around you to say, wait a minute, RNC. Wait a minute. That ain't looking so kosher. Thank you, Mary. You got a situation going on here. You and Mrs. Jones, it ain't looking so good. Y'all got a thing going on. But if you don't have a circle of wisdom around you, because you're going to need a what? You're going to need an accurate diagnosis. You're going to need an accurate diagnosis. It was my mother. And let me just say this to you. And at this point in my life, I had broken the soul ties and, you know, I was on track to living my life the right way. And, you know, I had gotten so accustomed to my individuality and my singleness and not having this addiction to, you know, relationships and women and sex and all of this kind of stuff. And so Lisa was in my life. And I just concluded I wasn't going to get married anymore. I was just going to do my ministry. I was going to be an effective single pastor. And so I said to Lisa, I said, you can go on and live your life because I'm not getting married. You know, I know we've been dating and all of this, but I'm not getting married again. I'm just going to do my ministry. And it was my mother that said, boy, you're making a fool out of yourself, because she hadn't seen Lisa for a while. And so finally, one day I was by her house, she said, where's Lisa at? I said, well, you know, Ma, I told her go on because, you know, I've tried and failed at relationships, and I don't need me hurting Lisa. I love Lisa. I don't need me hurting Lisa. My mama said, boy, you're making a fool out yourself. That's your wife. And when my mom said that to me, I went to praying, and I was asking the Lord. I said, now, what you? The Lord said, you're making a fool out yourself. That's your wife. And then I went back and got my wife. Well, likewise, we need voices, outside voices, that can help us to diagnose our present condition. You need that. That's why you keep tuning in here. Because, you know, this is like what they call a doctoring you do over the phone now. You know, this is video doctoring.
If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.